Soojin Lee, 14-year-old cellist, and Ha-Eun Lee, 18-year-old pianist, performing three movements from Seasons of the Year by our 16-year-old composer, Natasha Sinha from Milton, Massachusetts. Natasha wrote this when she was 8 years old. I guess time better spent than with Power Rangers and Yu-Gi-Oh cards, right? Gosh, that's really amazing. And Natasha, I understand you were composing even before you knew what composing was. Explain that for me.
Well, I started playing the piano when I was 5 years old, but by the time I was 7, my parents started noticing that whenever I'd go and sit down to practice, I'd just start, I don't know, going off on tangents on my own. I'd start playing, like, jazzy tunes while I'm in the middle of playing, like, a piece by Bach or something, and they're like, that's definitely not the way Bach wrote it. What are you doing? I'd be like, no, I am playing it. So I'd make sure whenever they're coming, I hear them coming up the stairs, I'd switch back to, you know, playing it the right way or something. But then, you know, my parents caught on eventually, and so then my dad came to me one day and was like, do you want to be a composer? Do you want to try composing? I was like, what's composing? That's a really big word. What does that mean? So then what he did was he took me actually here to the New England Conservatory, and I started taking lessons with Ala Cohen here. I don't know, I guess I didn't really realize what composing was, but I was already coming up with all these ideas mm-hmm. that weren't necessarily written down on a page for me to look at.
It was just natural for you.
I guess so, yeah.
I had friends, you know, because when I was learning the piano, I'd be preparing my little Mozart sonata for lessons, and then I'd have some friends who would be practicing, and they'd say, well, what if Mozart had done this? And, you know, they'd do something different. And those were the kids that ended up being composers. And it's just a natural progression, it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
And what do you think about inspiration in general? I mean, do you subscribe to this idea that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Mozart was walking in the park and all of a sudden a symphony appeared to him? I mean, you're the composer. Tell us how it happens. Is that really true? Mozart could just do that? Or do you think it's...
I think that it would be highly unlikely that a composer could just sit down and come up with it. I'm not saying Mozart didn't do it. I just think it's very hard for a composer to come up with a whole piece right on the spot. Maybe that happens when you develop as a composer, you just see it all, but I've loved the process of working through each moment, each movement, each phrase where you come up with two or three notes, and then all of a sudden all these I guess different intervals start appearing or either before me or in my head, and I just feel like there's so much that you can learn from by, I guess, struggling through and trying to find in your heart what sounds right when you feel like you've reached that moment where no other note can be used to describe something that just is so evident. So as a composer,
that's a very encouraging sort of thing, I would imagine, when you're working.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Definitely.
Well, we're happy to report that you've been chosen to participate in our own Young Composer Project, which means a tutoring session with a big deal adult composer. So who's going to be your mentor or tutor?
I'm extremely happy to work with Chen Yi. She's amazing.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. That's great news. Yeah. Congratulations. Fantastic. Yeah. Now, as a person, your friends at school know you as sort of an innocent. What does that mean? Are they all rabble-rousers? And?
Well, I guess a lot of my friends, they, I guess, are more adventurous and like taking risks. A lot of them enjoy, I guess, breaking rules and saying like, oh, the adrenaline rush is so awesome, you know, knowing that you're going against what the like authority in school says or your parents say, and, you know, come on, try something. And I'm often like, oh, that's okay. I'll just watch you guys screw up. I'll laugh really hard. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. There's some part of me, though, that kind of wishes that I could do something rebellious just to prove them wrong. So
just to get the adrenaline rush or just to try it out? Or
I guess the adrenaline rush might be fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like proving them wrong because they're always saying how at some point I'm going to snap out of it and I'm going to be like the most rebellious kid they've ever seen. So.
Do you think, you know, when college comes around, you're all of a sudden going to, you know, just be the rabble-rouser that all your friends were? Or does it just not appeal to you that much? Or is it?
I don't know. Whenever I picture myself in college, obviously I hope I'm studious, but I also consider my social life to probably, you know, crank it up a few notches.
Right. Well, we wanted to help you out, kind of break the ice for your senior year. I mean, you know, get you ready for your college years as a wild and crazy girl. Chaley took you out on the streets of Boston.
That's true.
Okay, the coast is clear. Are you ready?
I don't know, Chaley.
Oh, come on, you can do it.
I don't know, it just seems so wrong.
Oh, come on, everybody jaywalks in Boston.
Okay.
Natasha?
What?
Did anybody get hurt?
Thankfully, no.
No? Was it a rush?
Yeah, it was definitely a mad dash. I think we caused a lot of trauma.
Oh, dear. It wasn't so hard. Anyway, we hope to see you breaking a lot of rules as a composer. Quite an original voice you already have. Wonderful to hear your music. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Natasha. Natasha Sinha, 16-year-old composer from Milton, Massachusetts.